Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Everybody at the holiday party today is they put it again in the middle of our show. So I'm not mad about it. But
I'm definitely not mad about it.
So here's the thing.
I really don't want to go to it. I like that they have them, but it's not for me.
I love holiday parties. So what they've really done is, because none of the, most of the hosts, I should say, not none of them, most of the other hosts too big time to go to the holiday party.
Oh, no, that's not why I'm doing it. I hope that wasn't expressed that way.
No. My point was, I'm the guy that goes to those things, so you kind of cost yourself that extra, you know, I could boost the thing. I'm really good at those things. I'm not mad about it. I honestly am not mad about it. I'm more bringing it up so I can talk about how many Grinches we have here, because what I heard on the morning show today was just embarrassing in
FML.
Hold
on, we have to express why I don't want to go to it, though. Now, it's big, and that's not the case at all. I don't like going to it, Nick, because I don't like doing things outside of work hours that I don't have to do. So, all like, right. This is like an out for me. That's the point. It's an out for me. I like to do things with, you know, be home, et cetera.
So now that we've established that, can I jam you up about something else?
Yeah, this is free to jam you up. Yeah, that was...
So basically, on FML this morning, Ken expressed a hatred, not just of getting gifts, which I do understand, but giving gifts and, you know, saying that although he does it, it's just not for him. And they kind of chided Mitch, who's a young single man, for giving gifts to other people. And then when we got in the pre-show, you and Keith both were like, yeah, I hate doing that. And I didn't realize I work with so many miserable people.
I said it's the closest I think I've ever felt to Ken. Right? Yeah. I've never agreed with Ken more on one thing than that. I like giving gifts. I've noticed last year I enjoyed giving Charlotte gifts. I think that's the only person I enjoy giving gifts to. My wife, too, I guess, in theory. But even that is coming up with the gift, thinking about something that's creative with the gift, and then going through it all. I have removed as many people as I possibly can in the gift giving process.
Like that sounds really sad.
My siblings, we don't give gifts to each other. We have like one big, we have an Elfster. You can just kind of do, it's one big, you know, all
is it like
eight
a white elephant?
It basically,
you just put in, everybody puts in a gift, and then you can just kind of pick which one you want.
Not put in a gift. Everyone puts in a name gets drawn, and then you buy it for that person, and they put together a wish list, but you can't spend over
like
an X amount of money.
Santa.
Thank you.
Okay.
I couldn't come up with the term. Thank you.
Worries.
Secret Santa. Yeah, we do a Secret Santa, so we don't buy it for all of us. But yeah, like every part of the gift giving process to me is. That's not something I get along with.
I love every second of it. The only thing stopping me from buying more gifts for people is having to pay my bills. I love it. I basically am one of them. Like, have you ever seen the Jim Carrey Grinch where everybody's like running around at the very beginning and they're all buying stuff and they're all, that's me. I love it. I love every second of it.
I'm glad you do.
And here's the thing. I understand not, like, I do struggle with getting gifts, and it's more, I just don't think that way. Like, if I see something I want, I just go and buy it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a flex. It's not. What I mean is, I don't think like, hey, what do I want for gifts? So I can be tough to buy gifts for. I also am wildly uncomfortable getting things. And so I sometimes have a problem feeling like I deserve things. So that's another way that I've tried to realize that those are things I have to work on, and I just need to accept that somebody wanting to buy you a gift is a very sweet thing. And just so, but I love giving gifts. I don't understand how you couldn't love to give them. Is it just because you've said it's the strategy behind it? No, I love that. I love seeing something and thinking of somebody in my family that I love, and they're going
to
love this.
So I do think I put a lot of pressure on myself to try to make sure it is something unique and something different. Like, I got my little brother as the Secret Santa for this year, and so I went online because he's a golfer as well. He likes to golf too, and so I got him a golf head cover of we had this stupid little thing in our childhood bedroom that we shared together. Mm-hmm. And so I got that photo on a golf head cover, and I know he's going to really like it. So I feel good about this year because I know he's going to like it. But if it's not like up to that like level of thoughtfulness and care, then I end up just getting mad at myself, and I'm like, you didn't do a good enough job. And I think maybe that's where some of the stress comes in. And then I turn around and I've thought for days on it, I've thought for weeks on it, and if I don't get to the level I wanted to get to, then I just get upset with the whole process, because I'll never be just give a gift card guy.
Oh my gosh, yeah, even if it's a gift card. Like, my daughter right now is super into just cash in general, because she has a book addiction that is insane. Like, this kid reads a book a day.
Mm-hmm.
And like she doesn't want to go to the library because she didn't get to keep the books. Like, that's her book addiction.
Yeah.
And so, like, one of the things that she might get this year is like a $100 gift card to Barnes & Noble, because she's just addicted to books. And I will happily give that. I get the same thing out of that, because then I get to go see her spend it. That's another. But I, mm-hmm. yeah, my nieces and nephews for a while have been getting, the older ones have been getting, this gift card, that gift card. Oh, any kind of gift.
No, my sister I tried giving her a gift card when I was like 15 years old, and she basically yelled at me. There's no other kind way to put this. She's like, a gift card is the most impersonal gift you can give. And so from that point forward, I just can't do the cop out. In my opinion now, that's what it's become, because she yelled at me so aggressively over it.
See, I think the opinions on gift cards have changed, though, because I think that was like, it used to be frowned upon.
She was insulted.
I think now, whether it's in an online store like an Amazon, whether it's, or if it's just one of those that basically it's like cash but it's on a card, I feel like the game has changed. I could never do that with Vanessa. If I got Vanessa gift card, I'd probably be in trouble. But I guarantee you, if I went to any one of my siblings or any one of my kids and there was a gift card, they would be over the moon.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just the fact that we've gotten older too, like, I'm 35, and so I look at like anybody that isn't a child, I'll buy children all sorts of gifts. I'll buy my niece, my nephew, we can do that. But anybody that isn't a child, I just look at it like, you have your own money, buy your own things.
Oh, no. I'm totally opposite. I can't even wrap my head around not wanting to give someone a gift. Because it's just another way of showing somebody, like, you mean something to me. Like, when we went to Friendsgiving, we got, like, Vanessa had this really thoughtful, like, put together, like, a cocoa gift set mm-hmm. for each one of our cabin boys' families.
That's nice.
And, like, my buddy Dan, in response, got me, like, the 365 calendars where you tear a page off.
Yeah.
And, like, a thing of...
Like a joke a day?
Yeah, but of, like, Blackhawks trivia, because we're both Chicago fans. And they got me like a big thing of like the, what's it like, the caramel and the cheesy popcorn, that kind of mixed thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some Garrett's.
And I was like legitimately touched.
Was it Garrett's?
I think it was.
That's the famous one. Okay,
but
yeah.
It was like legitimate. It was a very sweet thing.
I do love that popcorn, by the way. That's a great Christmas gift for the holidays.
So just to go around the room, Jake. Jake Murren, do you like giving gifts? Do you like,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims? Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Like receiving gifts.
Of course I do. I'm not one of these Grinches at this radio station, Nick. And this year, I'm also doing like the Secret Santa, and it's eating me up inside because I can only buy gifts for one person because that's how we set it up. And it's
which is smart, by the way, because you guys are adults now. You don't need to buy everyone presents.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, it's not about need. It's about want.
Right. And we are saving money by doing this whole thing. But like, I would always love buying my brother a gift growing up. It's what I always look forward to. And this year I'm not going to, and it's eating me up. But no, I love giving and receiving gifts during Christmas.
Jax, do you like giving and receiving gifts?
I also recently started loving giving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody expects me to get them good gifts, but then I've upped the game recently the past couple of years, and now it makes me feel very happy when I see someone like the gift I get.
So some of it for me, I don't know if anybody else feels this way, I just love the Christmas season. And when I say Christmas, I mean the holiday season from Thanksgiving until the end of the year. It's just, it's a moment where we do see each other more than we do the rest of the year, and we make time for each other. And so, like, I see my mom's side of the family, who I just don't see enough because we're all just so busy with our own lives. And so, like, any opportunity to increase cheer just feels good because it's so cold. It's so relentless. Ohio winters suck. It's the end of the year, so everyone's tired. You're exhausted. It's football season. Like, just any opportunity to spread, like, 1% cheer. Like, honestly, if you could like nominate somebody to be like the real Santa, I'd want to be the real Santa. Like, that was like an election thing, like
without,
every 4 years.
Without paying for it, like the government pays for it, and you go around
and hand out the
gifts.
Not like the North Pole. Obviously, there is a Santa, but if that was a rotating position instead of just one dude for 2,000 years, I would like to be that guy. That'd be fun. I would have a lot of jollies off that.
Would you ever be a mall Santa?
No. No.
Well, what's the difference between your real Santa and mall Santa
because
scenario?
Because it's like a nurse versus a doctor. They do all the B work, and then they get like, kids throw up on them. They do other stuff on them. Kids throw tantrums. Parents are the worst part of that, by the way, not the kids.
You just want to eat the cookies and milk and get all the credit.
No, I want to give the gifts. Mall Santa's not giving the gifts. He's doing the B work.
Elves make all the gifts. Santa does nothing. He's just the conduit.
Santa does nothing?
He drives around in the sleigh. But
the man,
like, that's,
the man made the North Pole. Okay,
the
man made the North
making,
Pole.
The elves are the making the presents.
Okay, but who hired the elves?
Elves don't get enough credit in this scenario.
Who's responsible for the entirety
why
of the Christmas economy?
And these reindeer, too. My goodness.
Do we
talk about Secretariat or we talk about the jockey? We talk about Secretariat, do we not? Why does Blitzer get very little credit in the whole equation?
I think it's Blitzen.
Exactly the point. Yeah. The point.
You're out here disrespecting. You can't get their names right. And all of a sudden, you're big reindeer over there.
I know their name if they got the right amount of credit in this whole equation.
216-474-0092. Are Ken and JP the biggest Grinches you've ever heard of?
We don't like that presentation
the
of
planet.
The tease.
The 5 at 5, next on 923 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.